Good morning, honorable members. I know you're not happy with me because there's no house, so you don't want to come to the meeting. Unfortunately, we have the reports to adopt. They have been long overdue. And, look, I didn't. Yeah, the agenda is in front of you, honorable members. As I said, it's a short agenda because we have to go through this. Welcome to the meeting. Can anyone move to adopt the agenda? Honorable Mshwana, thank you.
Yeah, I move. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mshwana. And then Honorable Shiva, thank you for seconding. Thank you, honorable members. As you all know, the Heritage Month has started now. It's our month, so we have to own it as well. And I hope our members have submitted any, anyone who has submitted any debate topic for this month. Not yet. Okay, I think that's one thing that we need to consider as soon as possible so that it can be forwarded to the programming. Any member of any party can do it. Honorable members, as you are aware, you can see Honorable Duncan here. Yeah, I thought she was lost. I was asking myself, what is she doing? But Joni has just told me that Honorable Mas Male has left the committee. So Honorable Member Pete Duncan is joining us on the team. Welcome, Honorable Member. You were in the women's first. No, you'll enjoy this one. Yeah. More than anything. There are no issues here. No police, just a unity at its best. Welcome, Honorable Duncan. I wish you came last week when there was fire. So this week, there's an element of peace. In the next agenda, I've got only three apologies. It's Honorable Magunda from the ANC. It's Honorable Ntapane from UTM. It's Honorable Moss from the ANC. And Honorable Msweli from Inkatha Freedom Party. So, I'm not sure. Members, do you want to comment on the apologies?
No.
And there are no reasons for apologies. Did you get letters?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not see it. Oh, sorry. There's no reason here. By-elections.
Yes.
When are the by-elections? Okay. Those are the reasons. So, how many members do we need to be adopted?
You know,
like
7 members.
Any 7 members? Operating. Because mostly we have to adopt these meetings.
I just wanted to double check about the apologies themselves. Are they are in writing and they say there are no reasons?
They are in writing. Mr. Ntapane has no reason. He says he won't be able to attend the meeting. Mr. Honorable Mamunda says it's by elections in his constituency. Wasn't Moses' approach? What is the reason?
Also by elections.
They say it's by elections, Honorable. And I also have by-elections, by the way, in my constituents. But I'm here.
Sorry, I just wanted us to probably...
No, I have by-elections tonight, but I'm here.
Yes, Chair. You know, my comment would be that we really need to develop some kind of a principle here that, you know, if there is any apology, there must be a good reason. A reason, and it must be convincing, without referring to the members themselves. But, this is what I wanted us to register, so that we probably discuss, you know, how should we structure our apologies, rather. Because it's actually not very good, really, for the members to.
Can you lead us? Maybe I want you to talk on that one because you've just raised it to, or want to think about it first.
No, Chair. What I would like to propose is to probably wait until most of them are in, so that we discuss, you know, with including them, you know, into the discussion, so that we don't look at them as people that we want to do anything against them. But we wanted to...
You're in the right place, Honorable Shuman. Okay.
That's the reason why I'm...
Okay. I think I will agree with you. Although we've been having some apologies, some I think really I do not take them, unfortunately. And you see, the unfortunate part is that when you take action, you shall have enemies within the committee. But unfortunately, members, I think I'm not happy with some of the apologies, because as the chairperson of the study group of the ANC as well, I'm the one who's supposed to sign these reforms that people are not here today. So it's really, I'll not accept these apologies, unfortunately, from my side as a chairperson of this committee meeting. Welcome, Honorable Shulwana. We missed you. I think you are angry with me. I could not make it. But I was... It's the ANC. You know how it works. I think as we also do celebrate Heritage Month, Honorable Shulwana, because we just came in late, Honorable Duncan has joined us as a new committee member from the Democratic Alliance. Your vendor speaking, MP is gone, I don't know. Maybe he preferred DTI over us, so she's a new member for the committee. Honorable, you know what, I did not introduce all members. I've got this perception that you know all of them. Okay. I am Thandile Sunduza. I'm the chairperson of the committee. And in front of you is Honorable Lishiva, who's a member of the ANC. And then you have Honorable Chirtela. Next to you is a member of COP. You have Dr. Lodred next to you, who is a member of DA. Then you have, across you have Honorable Shilubana. She's a member of the ANC. You have Honorable Mushwana, member of the ANC. You've got Honorable Farai, who's also a member of the ANC. Then this is Joni from the Vestas and our committee secretary. Behind you, you will see the lady there who's cut off her hair lately. It's Faith. Faith is our media person. She's the one who does statements and says, Chair, did you see what happened? So you will be seeing them often. And Vele behind you is our committee researcher. There's someone behind the bike. Oh, I saw. Oh, Mr. Bauer. Oh, are you two today?
Huh? No. PMG.
And this side? Oh, okay. Oh, TSS. Then when the committee is done with us. Then you'll see now who's our committee consultant today. So you will see these faces more familiar. I thought I should just do that for you. Honorable Khwara, you had your hand up.
Chair, thanks, but may not be getting. Should just agree in principle. Again, this matter of the absentees or whatever policies, they belong to the different political parties. And I'm sure their study group must actually discuss that in depth. And when they come, they must come and brief maybe the way forward. But I'm not sure this meeting now can discuss this unless we schedule for another day where we'll discuss this thing when we're all together. But I'm sure in principle, parties must deal with their people and deal with this matter. I understand that it's not good to see the absentees in the meetings.
I think I understand what you're saying. It's a party issue. But if a party issue of the chair does not know, it comes to the meeting of the portfolio committee, unfortunately. Because if it was dealt with by a party, we wouldn't be sitting here discussing this issue. But what I'm saying that Mr. Chitkala was saying there must be a principle of apologies. The apologies that says that I cannot attend a meeting, then you don't understand. There's no reason. If you are saying there's a study leave, then there's a reason. If you say there's a funeral, there's a reason. If you say there is what... there are reasons that are really very valid on some of the issues as well. As I'm saying that, I also have a by-election tonight. It's no reason. If parties knew about it, would not be raising it in this particular meeting. I think that's where the principle of the meeting comes from. And unfortunately, I will have to say that we are the ruling party. We must be set examples on some of these issues as the aides. Thank you. And some of this absenteeism are coming from our own party. You know, I might be seen as crushing our own party, but it's coming back to us as a party. Members, just out of the agenda, I got a call that, did the CEO of Pencil resign? Resign as CEO or resign off? What's happening, Faith? Resigned as acting CEO. Oh. He is deputy. He still has to account anyway for whatever he signed as a CEO, so it doesn't make any difference.
I'm saying
he's playing with words because if we call them, they still have to. He still has to account for whatever that he has approved in front of you. What is this motion? In your packs, we have in the next meeting. We still have to adopt a lot of reports, including the oversight reports, and I believe members have read them. And the outstanding minutes, we could not adopt the last minutes because there was no quorum. Even the previous time, we could not adopt them because there was still no quorum. Unfortunately, that's why now this issue of absenteeism becomes a problem, because we can't adopt minutes. It will like the committee is not doing anything. Okay, I will start with the first set. There's only one report. One set of minutes. There's not two sets of minutes. It's two, which one? There has to be two sets of minutes. There's oversight one. Why do I think it's two sets? It's not two sets. Okay, members. Members, did you read this report? Okay, this is the report. This is a proposed report. The minutes is the one we had the human resource of the department. I know members, there's a lot in front of you. Dated the 29th. You remember? Okay. Not Roshiva?
Yeah, I moved
for adoption. Yeah, Ramshana has moved. Any second? No, Dr. Lottrud. Thank you. Those minutes have been adopted. Now we have the report now. Members, there's a lot in front of you. Did you find the report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you read the report? Doesn't sound convincing. Did members read the report?
With the recommendations.
With the recommendations. Honorable Lord Ruth. Chair, I have read it, and I propose that we can adopt it. I'm quite satisfied with the recommendations as well.
Aye, satisfied. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Farai. Thank you, Honorable Farai. Members, I can see in front of you there's a lot of communiques. The number, the first one comes from Professor Gwalele on the submission to the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa, defining the meaning of independence of some statutory institutions. And I thought these are the documents that we can take and you just read them, then you come to the committee on with some recommendations on how to guide me. And secondly, there's another one on the from Professor Gwalele as well about suggestions on the configuration of some establishments involved with language matters. I think members, because we've just submitted some of those issues, we just take them through and then we can. Okay. And then again the same Professor Gororo, who is raising an issue of language matters and matters of the sponsor board. So Honorable Duncan, you've got quite a few to read and I would want. And then the same Professor Gororo is saying that sponsor I want to call it right, Honorable Mushwana, Honorable Shilwan, help me. Sitonga. Sitonga. Is not represented on the Pan African Language Board. So I thought from my side, we can just send this to the ministry because they're the one that appoints the council as well. I don't know how does it work. Maybe Honorable Lotrud, you can help us on this one. Because I remember even the Africans, we had a problem with Panza.
Chair, this is one that I've perhaps, I think you are correct in sending it to the ministry, because I read through the Act, and I'm just a bit confused here, because in Professor Gulele's note, she does refer to the minister shall appoint under point 5 composition of the board, but that, I suppose, is from an amended section in the Act, because in the Act that we have copies of, it's not reflected like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a number of the languages are not represented, but PANSALB has always gone from the point of departure that PANSALB itself is not there to represent each and every language by an individual. They're there to represent all the languages, regardless of what language you are, and that you have your national language bodies that do represent those language interests. So I would suggest, Chair, that we refer this to the Minister so that they just check it with the Act, see whether it is, in fact, regular that they do it in this way, because I doubt otherwise we will have to have 11 members plus then you have to have interpreter, translator, edit, all those other functions as well. But I don't think it's for us to actually look into this.
Okay, just out of interest, Dr. Lutridge, the issue of when they say board consists of 11 members is read through the Act, was that 11 not made for all languages? I just want to check that because it has been an issue, because I know the African speaking people also had a serious problem with that. So I just want to check, just out of interest, maybe we can recommend as a committee to, I don't know.
We could do that. Yes, strangely enough, I was nominated onto the board not for being Afrikaans, but for my speciality in interpreting.
Mm-hmm.
So incidentally, I was Afrikaans. So that was not. But if one looks at the Act as I read it now, and that's why I say there should be an amendment somewhere which I can't find, it basically states In point five, composition of the board, is that there should be four persons representing the different fields, three who are language planners, five with special knowledge of language matters. It doesn't say that it represents all the different languages, so that's why I'm thinking this point five that Professor Kulele is referring to must be a later amendment, which I don't find, not even on DAC's webpage. So if we can just check that perhaps with the legal office.
Okay. I think you say now. Okay. Honorable Joanna.
Thank you, Chairperson. Also, if I remember correctly, I was trying to check through the notes in front of me. When I looked through them, there was a certain Koni Shilote who speaks this language. So that I don't think this particular complaint is very honest, because for sure Koni Shilote speaks the same language as the one she's complaining about. Thank you.
Okay. What we can recommend then is that as we submit this to the minister as well, what we can do, Evelyn, from our side as well, is to just check and on these issues, to recommend to the minister to say that these are the matters that he has to look at into, whether they are filling the board, whether they are doing it. I'm not, because you see, the other complication is that we might have the 11 official languages, then you have a Disability South Africa saying that we don't have our own person, you see.
Yes.
So those are some of the issues. I think when we deal with this issue, we must just be very, very wise, really, because issues will be raised, and that's the other thing. Because one of the issues that was also raised was that even the pencil pop, most of the people, people like you, academics, Dr. Lodri, some don't even know about the issues of languages. What has PANSALP to do? That's what we could get from the board. But this is a matter that we'll refer to the ministry if we agree on that one.
Yeah.
And then we'll. But also, while speaking of PANSALP, I know it's not on the minutes, just to make you aware that when we met PANSALP last week, I think this is one of the issues that must read on the 21st. The board was here, it was hidden in the kitchen. Yes. Yes. When I came out of the meeting, I thought I forgot to raise this issue. Okay, let's finish with the minutes. I'll make it any other business. But again, Johnny, are we done with the minutes and the report? What is it? Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Thanks. I was about to ask what happened to it. Members, if you remember, last week, we approved, I would say, the recommendations of names to the Library, National Council of Library and Information Services. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was the names that were brought by the minister. And remember that we also recommended that there must be a person with disability, and we recommended that there must be a person from the Library of the Blind, because they have to be part of it. So, Johnny, what is this? Hasbrook, Mayor.
These are the recommended list.
Uh-huh.
The nomination is for the five repair.
Okay.
To the council.
Mm. Okay. And this is what?
That's the reserve list.
Okay. But where do they will they put their our recommendations as a committee?
It was a recommendation for somebody.
Yes, we did.
To the blind to form part of the advisory
panel. Is it
the actual council? This is actually just the advisory panel.
No, we even said on the advisory council, or remind me. Or we said the council itself, or the advisory council, there must be a person. Oh, on the council. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll just read it out. It says a report of the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture on the nomination list of the advisory panel for the reconstitution of the National Council of Library and Information Services dated 31st August 2011. The Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture, having considered the matter of the nomination list for candidates to the advisory panel to reconstitute the National Council of Library Information Science in terms of Section 7(1)(e) of the National Council of Library and Information Services Act of 2001, which is Act No. 6 of 2001, reports as follows. Having considered the recommended nominations by the Department of Arts, Culture, the committee recommends that the National Assembly, in accordance with Section 7 of the Act, consider the following proposed candidates. The recommended names for the advisory panel members is Ms. E. Dise, proposer chairperson of the panel, Dr. J.J. Joshua, who was nominated by the Minister of Education, Mr. A.P. Kekane, Mr. K. Madumo, Mr. A.C., Ms. M. Gilder, and then the recommended reserve list was Ms. N. Hasbrook, Ms. K. Mayer, and the third one was Professor J. Mulad. So, okay, the report is to have adopted. So, is there anyone who moves? Honorable Lothred? Okay, any second? Honorable Lishiva? Thanks. Sorry, I know today I'm a bit tired. I drove from Johannesburg to Cape Town yesterday, so I'm a bit. There's a big dumb fan. Thank you.
It's like we don't have that telephone in front of us.
No, no, it's unless one copies, I'll make copies for you. It's a meeting. Were you in the meeting last week?
Yeah, I guess so.
Were you in the meeting last week?
Yeah.
Was in the meeting?
Yes, let's check the minutes. Okay, we don't have the minutes for
us. She was in the meeting. Did you leave early, Honorable Mshwana?
Was
Mr. Power is even confirming that you were in the meeting. Last week, remember the ministry presented the DG, Mr. Ndima, the DG. Recommended names for the advisory panel.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the names that we agreed upon. Then we remember we made recommendations that after that, those names before for the council, we recommended now women, people living with disability, and laborer of the blind. So those are the names. Remember, it has to go to the ATC. So before it's published in the ATC, we as the committee have to adopt the names first. Okay, don't worry.
No, I get that.
Don't worry, we'll soon have recess. So I understand. There's no other issue, no? On the only other business, honorable members, the first issue is that you made agreements that you will pledge for the National South African Library for the Blind. So here are the pledge forms. Well, they are with you. Unfortunately, Honorable Duncan, you are also part now included in this pledge form. You can take them to your constituencies, whoever wants to pledge. Unfortunately, we missed our study tour to the Library of the Blind. They need funds. So I think what the best thing that we can do is just also take them to constituencies, businessmen. If you have anything that, then you can assist us. Secondly, members, I was just raising that issue on other matters that I think it should be noted that if you remember when PANSAL came, I think Johnny somewhere we did not understand each other. I said the whole board must be here, but on the communication he says he wrote the chairperson and deputy chairperson, but it doesn't matter. If you remember, members, we raised the issue that the board, why is the board not here? They said the board is not here. While we're saying that the board is sitting in the kitchen of the DG, they've been kept there for hours while we're in the meeting. After the sitting last week, the husband apparently sits on the board of PANSAL. Then she comes there very angry to me and says that the husband has been angry. They've been sitting. They arrived in Cape Town. They boarded at 5 a.m. They were here in the morning around 7. So the husband has got a sugar diabetes. And while I'm looking at her, I'm amazed. What do I have to do with this? No, she says that they've been called to see the portfolio committee meeting. When they come to the portfolio committee, the chair of the board, Dr. Malede, tells them to sit in the kitchen of the DG. They will be called on this floor. I don't know what floor is Arts and Culture. So they've been sitting there since to be called by me and the committee. Until it was 3 o'clock when we ended our meeting, they were told their boarding flights are going back home. So they didn't see the board. They are very angry that the portfolio committee did not call them and all that. Media knows about this. Faith, I hope you tell your editor that statement has to go out, because the portfolio committee never knew that the board was in the kitchen. If you remember, honorable members, we raised it many times that we are not happy that the board is not here. Why couldn't Dr. Malitia or Mrs. Swip to say that the board is here, but because of the communique? And we asked it many times, and we made it. So I thought members, we should know about this. Board members were calling. I said, I really didn't know that we were sitting in the kitchen. Apparently, there's no the DG does not have any office or space, so they were sitting in the kitchen since, and they were told to wait for the teacher. So members, I thought I should just bring it to the table. So that's how far Pencil is undermining us.
She, besides being extremely shocked, I would just like to inquire, maybe Faith has read it, the reply by Dr. Maletti and the Sowetan, I think, which does not reflect well on this portfolio committee.
What did you say?
I can't remember the exact words, but it once again had the whole issue about they had clean audits and everything, and they stand by the acting CEO and things like that. You should perhaps just read it.
I thought I should. I won't be surprised, because in the on the interview I had with Lesedi FM, is it Lesedi? The Soweto radio station. The who's the person, what do you call it, journalist or whatever, or was kept on saying to me, what about the clean audits? I said, the clean audits, anyone can have clean audits while they are being corrupt. There are many organizations that have been coming with clean audits or whatever you name it without any disclaimer, but the corruption is still happening in there and the abuse of funds is still happening. I think what they are doing, they are trying to clean themselves. And I don't know then how do we approach this issue, members of the board.
But my proposal will be if we can call all the board to a meeting where they are the fully fledged board, and the sentiment of OPF here, we should just clarify in that particular meeting where the media is, and maybe we'll get the reason from the chairperson, the deputy chairperson, why they did that and other things. But I think we must deal with this thing. We must deal with this issue at Pencil very seriously. Because they seem to undermine everybody, even the committee. We should be decisive in taking some of the decisions, irrespective of who's leading, who's not leading. It shows that there's a serious problem. That is why even the acting chairperson, say I resign as an acting chairperson, but I remain being a deputy chair. You say CEO. It's a game. It's a marble game. We are not going to allow that as this committee, I'm sure. We need to be serious on this matter and seek any legal advice on this matter, because these people seem to be very dangerous now.
Honourable Lothric?
Could I perhaps inquire? I heard that there was a workshop or discussions on Monday,
yes.
This Monday in Parliament. Do you have any knowledge of what transpired there?
Dr. Malit, that issue was all those entities were called by the Deputy Speaker so they can be, remember the Professor Kada Asma report to recommend that to a similar institution. So all of them were there. The acting CEO or Deputy CEO was not there, and Dr. Malit was there. They were represented by the lame woman, who said she's a lame woman, the Deputy Chairperson, who could not even answer. So that's what happened at Pencil. Honorable Mushwane?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. I think there are challenges within this particular board, because it's like if we have to go back to let us even return to this particular level, which actually contradicts some of the information that we had earlier, such that maybe the personal issues that maybe are beyond this particular committee, and we don't know how to deal with relationships. Because if their relationships are in tatters, I'm not sure if this is the correct structure to deal with it. But from what I'm reading in front of
what me... What do you mean if there's not a correct structure?
I'm referring to the fact that we earlier went through a list of names. and all of a sudden a letter will come to say that a particular language is not represented. That's why I'm saying we need to check exactly if things are all right in that boat. Thank you.
I'm lost here. I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. I was speaking as a philosopher. I corrected her.
Thanks, Chair. Mine is to say that we also need to remember our resolutions last week, you know, all the time when these developments are coming up, so that, you know, we don't touch and go on issues. And another proposal that I would raise is that if it was possible, you know, it would be proper for this committee to probably consider meeting the minister, you know, generally on all these issues, much as I am aware that a resolution was taken, and now there are quite a number of other things that are really coming up, and talk to the minister face to face, and not to face him, but really to exchange some views with him and try and check out his stance on to Pansap as a whole.
I think one of the issues that I must raise is that members, I think it's one issue that you must raise, Tony, to write to the minister that every time when the DG is not here, there's no parliamentary liaison officer. There are outstanding issues that must come from the minister. One of them is came back is in one of our I think this one issue that members will agree with me, because the deputy president then was even clear on the caucus of the ANC to say that if the minister and deputy are not there, the parliamentary liaison officer of the ministry must be there in every portfolio committee of that takes place. Because now you see, now we are making recommendations to the minister. Now who is going to take them to the minister? I think I don't know, members, do you have something to say about that? There was a hand, Honourable Shulman.
Thank you, Chair. Unfortunately, I wasn't here. I'm just listening as we're discussing about this issue of Pam's Lab. You know, I'm really shocked to hear that the whole board was accommodated in the
kitchen.
You see, as members of parliament, we are representative of the people. And what is it that made the board members to spend the taxpayers' money, fly all the way to Cape Town, and they're kept in the kitchen? And I think this is something that we have to take it very seriously. Otherwise, we're going to have, it will set a precedence that, you know, boards or chairpersons, chief executive, don't take this portfolio seriously. I don't know what to recommend, but my feeling is that something has to be done about this thing. It's very serious. You can't take a person and let him sit in the kitchen for 3-4 hours, what for, after flying all the way. Thanks, Chair.
Dr. Rogers?
Chair, I would support that, because I'm extremely concerned that we have a situation where the acting CEO, as well as two of the board members, willfully misled this committee. Mm-hmm. Because it was asked pertinently by you where the rest of the board are.
I will listen.
So I think this is, because this is information we now got after we took the resolution last week, so this changes it to me. And I would also support the idea that we perhaps discuss this matter in urgence with the minister.
I don't know whether, because now we have one week to go, and on the 21st they're supposed to come and report. So I'm not sure whether they want to meet the minister next week, because that's the only week that we have, whether we agree. But on the 21st, I would recommend members that the whole board must come back here. Join on the communique, the whole board must be here, and the ministers must also, obviously, the one who's supposed to give us April. Then we take those resolutions now to say that. So I'm not sure that you recommend that we meet the minister next week. Maybe you must assist me so that the letter can go out. Peter?
So if it's possible, if the minister can be available, let it be next week.
Next week.
Once we have time. We must deal with this matter now.
So we recommend that next week we have to meet the minister. and the deputy minister. Just don't say them. Say minister and deputy minister, both of them, because they have a tendency of sending the deputy minister here only. But secondly, to say that there are two letters that will go out, three out. Okay, members, if you agree with me. One, that we meet the minister and the deputy minister next week in our portfolio committee meeting. Secondly, the whole council board must be here on the 21st. The third letter is to the ministry, so that every time when the department is not reporting, there is no PLO, and the deputy president made it even clear in the ANC caucus to say that when there is no minister, there must be the PLO, because now we have recommendations now. Actually, you are not the one who was supposed to tell the minister now. It was supposed to be them that are telling the minister. I think I've raised this, honorable members, many times. I'm not sure whether they are undermining us or what. So I thought this is one. It must not be a nice letter, Johnny. I will not sign a nice letter, because they are also undermining us as well, because you can't have those entities. I think those are the issues that we are agreeing about. But I think on whatever... Oh, okay, sorry, Mr. Onabrokharai, on the issue of the legal issues. The legal issue of legal team of the parliament is meeting the public protector, and what's the other one? But all these investigating issues, because to say that... these are the issues as well, because from what we get, even if you remember in the meeting, the CFO, when I asked why we're not coming, he gave a funny answer to say, if I was told to, so something like that. So my understanding also is that the money that we've been, remember now, people are protecting themselves now. The gentleman that I wanted to check out of the meeting is not the senior manager of HR. He's just in the middle. There is a senior one who called me that he was not called to the meeting. Secondly, the expenses to the lawyer, what we requested is that the legal team must write to that counselor, advocate counselor, to give us the payments that have been made by him to consult, because apparently what we got as a committee, those are not the correct figures. It's over 2 million. They took the 2 million, they put it in the, what's those accounting terms? They made it as an accrued expense or something like that. Accrued, you can help me here, I don't know, but an accrued fund. So there's a lot of things that have been happening. That's why I could not understand that if you can send SIU to NHC where there's nothing to find, why don't you take the SIU and put it at Pansal? Because that's where we would need. Because unfortunately, whether they are investigation about Pricewater and Cooper, it's not going to assist, because they get the same information from the same people who earn. The two steerings here is Pansal starring Dr. Maliti and Chris Whip. It's a serious move, you know. The dismissed CEO wrote back, but I said that we cannot entertain her issue, because it's a matter that only the she can appeal to the minister. As a committee, there's nothing we can say or do. You know, I thought that's how far we can go with Pansal, but unfortunately for us, to me, the board must just be dissolved, and then the CEO be appointed as soon as possible. I'm not sure when the other one is appealing, how do we go about. So I'm not sure whether all you are happy. How do we deal the issue? Faith, so please, our statement must go out today, because as a portfolio committee now, we are seen as this other animal that is useless, that cannot tackle a Pansal, you know. And yeah, the other matter I thought we should. This Dr. Ngobeni has got me. I have a meeting and members with.
Yes. On the invitation for the minister as agreed, I just needed to check whether it would be proper to also probably not forget to invite the DG, so that there are no other issues that may, you know, remain unattended, as he may probably come up with them and say, if I was there, you know, we should have dealt. I don't know. I really don't know. But I just feel that, you know, we should do that.
Okay, I think we'll just edit, because usually when the minister is there, the DG has to be there. So, but I think just for formality, so we'll just put it on paper as well. Honourable members, on one of the communiques, if you remember, I think I had a week or two when I was a chairperson, there was this issue of Nongolana, which one to be recognized as a heritage site. If I remember well, Honorable Lottery suggested that we must also go and see the place. And we have forwarded this to the office of the minister. If you remember, we said that they must advise us on this issue. Their response has not came back yet. And now these people are still fighting to say that the portfolio committee has not came back to them. And I don't know how do we tackle this issue. But I thought one of the issues do I need to say that really, this is still outstanding. How do they declare them as heritage sites? But what I will do is also to...
I think the best way will be to maybe contact Sarah, because Sarah is the only body that that declares heritage sites other than the Department of Arts and Culture.
You see, I also thought the national heritage sites would be important, because why? Of that national liberation route issues, because they are saying they want to recognize it because it has got a liberation struggle within, you know. So I thought maybe those are the two institutions. I think what you can do is just to forward them to the ministry and say we are still awaiting response, because they were supposed to deal with this. But also to send it to the National Heritage Council to say that they let them advise us on how to deal with this matter, so that what we can do tonight as a committee, we can just write back to say we acknowledge the receipt of this, we will take it to the foreign loan institutions, then we would get back to them, because at least I must get a response by now. So they have not came back to me, and that's it. So I don't know whether you help with that recommendation, members. Okay. Johnny? Oh, the other issue I was raising is that I'm supposed to meet the House Chairperson, Honorable Frolic, about the issue of the study tour. So it's been a wishy-washy to get hold of him. At some stage he was sick, but the Vele has again made those three recommendations. On, I think he likes Australia. I must just agree on this one. And there's Ipenya Vela. There is Australia and India. I know the Honorable Lockhart will be happy about that one as well. And yeah, those are the two. Okay, on the issue of the National Library of South Africa, good relationship with them. Have you seen that one? The document heading which he proposed that to a committee at St. Carl's? I know members have a lot of documents in front of you. This one. The one that is 6 September 2011. Okay, maybe one. It says introduction, education and skills, you know. So if you have gone through that document, if you still want to go through the way he has Mali, England, Germany, Netherlands, Australia and Malaysia, and based on the National Library, so maybe Vele, just quickly, I think members, because just for the benefit of members, just broadly on this one, on this new one, because I think we've read the other one. Just for the benefit of members, just summarize.
Okay, yeah, basically on this proposed study tour, I looked at 5 countries that have good relations with South Africa in terms of their expertise in libraries. And I also look at the priorities in our government, which is from education and skills development. And I see it as if we are to achieve this ideal South Africa of informed South Africa, I think we need to develop our libraries. So I thought that the portfolio committee might take this opportunity and to go to countries such as Mali, England, Germany, because these are some of the countries that are best in terms of libraries. So I don't know. So maybe the committee might decide on which country specifically that I can go deeper into. But from my desktop research for now, I think England, Germany, and Netherlands are among of the best countries that have best library and information services.
Thank you. So England and?
England, Germany, and Netherlands.
I know some would love the Netherlands to see some of the things that are forbidden. And members, I'm not sure whether to allow you to go through it, and then while I will meet Mr. Frolic on the other side, then Vele maybe would say, this is it. I know Honorable Lothrot has got India, wants to see the Accra Forts and all that, and how do they maintain issues. But why do you think about it till next year? Then we go and negotiate up there, because I would think it would be best if we do one African country and then one other countries. So I am going to negotiate up there that no one must be left. Honorable Lothrot.
If you say one African country and another country, which I think is wonderful, especially Mali, I think as portfolio committee, we should visit Mali. In terms of costs, then one could perhaps then look at doing Mali en route to a European country, which would perhaps be a more financially more acceptable.
Okay. Members?
No.
Okay. What I'm also trying to do on my side, just for the sake of protecting, don't worry, it's legitimate businessmen that you know in the mining sector. I've just raised some issues to say that if they can, maybe I wanted your permission. It's allowed by Parliament. I've checked that you can be sponsored by someone outside to say that we are a smaller committee and we are not like these other ones who are privileged to just get us funding to do some of these oversights. So I thought I should just raise it here. I've met quite some few, but now you see they would want the objectives. So because I thought I should raise it in the committee so that you can, it's important that we do that as well, because other committees, they've got big entities like Transnet and what's the other ones, all those communication sectors, so they would always like you to go out. You've scared them going out many times, so they would pay for them. So I thought I should, one of them is ARM Mining, African Ribbon Mining. Dr. Mutsipe. So these are some of the things I was also trying on my side to say, let's do, while I'm going to see Mr. Frolic. I don't know how to negotiate this amount. Okay, the amount that is available is what? 466,000 for now. Don't worry, I don't look at this amount. Even the last time, you see, we cannot be underprivileged because we are a small committee. That's what I raised to say, that some of these committees, they get more than us, but we also have to find a way also to get money as well. It's something that I think I must also negotiate with the DG as well. But what I've also done, I've met who's the Deputy Minister now of International Relations? The Minister, to say that as a committee, we just need to write a formal letter. Let them give us all these countries that have good cultural relations with South Africa, so that these are some of the areas we can go to. Maybe say to go, even if it's not all of us, to say just to go and view, because they usually take their cultural attaches in their language to just take the committee as well. So I think we have to be streetwise on some of these issues, because unfortunately our committee is taken as one of those small committees. They call it even a small committees, so it shows we are not like the trade and industry and other committees as well, but we must prove to them that we can do what others do. I thought I should just share it with those committees as well. Members, is there another thing?
No,
no objection. Okay. And what's the last issue? What's this? What does it want? on what? Okay, Johnny has just given me a letter here from Mr. Batcha. Is it there? Members, do they have it?
I think I have submitted
it. He says he wants to launch 2 books in Parliament. So, this was sent to us. He says it's the Parliamentary Secretary of Communication Service responding. I think there's a gentleman here from PSC. That on behalf of the Secretary of Parliament, Mr. Dingane, we acknowledge receipt of email dated 30 August requesting assistance in arranging 2 book launches at Parliament. We advise you to direct the request to the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture for processing. And then he went to join. But where is the original request?
No, that's what
he said. Can you advise us here? Okay. Faith, can you guide the committee? Because I've lost myself. You don't know anything about it. Can you just follow it up, Johnny? Mm. So he wants to launch books in Parliament?
Yes.
Is it allowed? Is it allowed? Are you trying to see people doing book launches? Okay, let's not be confused. Just find out who this, who Mr. Batcha is, what books does he want to launch, and what assistance does he want from the committee. I'm not sure whether I'm catching 12 members. Because unfortunately, we cannot speak on something that we don't know. Because this is what came. There's no original documentation, so that's what I would do. I think that's the best way to approach it. Because, yeah, then he must tell us what assistance does he want and what are the processes and procedures on that issues. Otherwise, I don't see any problem.
And what is the content?
That's what I want to find out. Because yeah, that's the whole idea of.
Because I saw particularly launching his book, he's a member of parliament, but he went out to the hotel to launch it.
Some, they launch them inside parliament. I remember even Umewa, I've attended a few book launches here. So I want the right processes first. Yes, Johnny?
It's the one book is a book on the heroes and heroines of the liberation struggle. But as she person indicated to me, I'll follow it up with the CEO of the South African History Online.
Yeah,
they're actually the people who's requesting the portfolio committee to assist them.
Yeah, just find out what assistance do they want from us and what are the procedures here in Parliament. I think they might be, I don't know. Just find out and then the processes then. I don't think there's a problem. I don't know what was it other one. Is there any other issue, members?
Yes, sir.
Is another Farai?
No, sir, thanks. My concern is to, if you respect, if we can end this committee, try to, because I'm aware that we have a lot of things to do, especially dealing with the entities. Try not to call the 2 entities in one day because it's difficult to deal with them because of time. Can't we try maybe call 1 entity on one day and deal with them the whole day so that we must get exactly what's happening? Because if we can check yesterday, last week, because of we wasted another time with another entity, our time with some pencil was very limited. I dare have this in mind that if we can try by all means, if possible, when we deliver the entities, call to 1 at a time, so that we must have ample time to deliver them and understand it. That is my request. I don't know if it's possible from the Parliament side.
No, I think it was, remember, one of the members, it was our agreement. It was not ours, John. It was our agreement because the committee was not functional for a long time. And we had a backlog, seriously. So the real issue, Honorable Duncan, on just for your information, there was a backlog, seriously, because the committee was just not functioning at all. So when we met for the first time, we agreed that we meet 2 entities per week, so that we can cover, so that we can understand the level of understanding of all those. Some of the entities were themselves writing to me as chair to say that we have been called by Parliament for over 2-3 years. I mean, the South African Library for the Blind were saying in their 20 years of existence, they've never been called by Parliament. But what we have realized now is that members differ from interest of entities. Some of them within an hour you are done with them, but others you are you sit on them. So we can go back to one per day. I don't see any problem as long as you agree, because our initial agreement was because of that, to say that we had a backlog a lot. But now if you feel that we've covered quite a number of those entities, then we can just stick to one entity. I don't know whether if you agree, then it's fine. Members? Honourable Shilvan?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think what you say makes a lot of sense. Maybe Johnny can have a review of all the entities that we have invited and see whether the remaining entities, can we make a good, you know, check up on them if we take one per day.
Okay. I think we have quite covered a lot. We'll just continue with what we have, because unfortunately, that's what I was trying to say to John. We must limit the department when they've got nothing to really report on, you know. But if then entities are more important, because we'll really find a situation where they are crying that they are not called, they've got challenges that they need to be addressed, they want parliament to come. That's when now we found. So I know there are those organizations where we have more interest, like PENSELP, like NHC. I think we must just weigh, like Robben Island, you have those major ones that you feel really you have to sit on this one. But also that, while we can agree that we can go back to one, I don't see any problem. Because I think we've quite enough. Maybe Ojoni and Vele must just do a review of these entities that we have met as well. Because we have tried our best. Actually, I was told we were one of the best performing committees so far. But one issue that is outstanding, I think, as I go to see the House Chair, is that, remember we cancelled our, what's this name, oversight to KwaZulu-Natal. So he said to me we must do it in September. So I'm not sure when is the recess, whatever, in September? From the 30th of September. Is it? Maybe it's something that you can just look into, say that I know on the 21st, so it's on the 30th. The recess is on the 30th. Just check quickly. The recess, 26th to 30th. Okay, because I know the week of the 21st will be invited all over this. 27th. Until the 7th of October. Maybe we can look into that. Maybe I will see how do we, if we can, we'll see how do we slot in, because we still have the Free State, and KwaZulu Natal. So we'll see how do we slot in these issues, because I know the week of the 21st a lot of issues might come. We have cancelled then that Heritage Week is out because we have issues, and I don't know, maybe we shelve it for now. The most important one is the going over site. Is there any other issue? There's no other issue. Okay. Honorable Duncan, do you have any word today for the first time in this committee?
Chairperson, it's been very interesting, and it was very difficult for me to be so quiet, but I also had to take the opportunity to listen.
Okay.
So I just wish to say to you as Chairperson, thank you for the warm welcome, and I'll get to know all the other colleagues here, and I know that my time here will be fruitful. So thank you very much.
You came one way, I come today. If you came last week, I wish you can see, you would have seen Honorable Story. Face. And also, I'll appreciate criticism to tell me, no, I don't think you like this chair. I think let's do it this way. This is what you don't like. It doesn't mean that when we are a chair, you don't have to be criticized, because I believe positive criticism builds someone. Members, thank you. I know you are not happy with me because there was no house. Unfortunately, we have to meet. We can't just copy what other people are doing because we're a different committee. Thank you for coming. I thought those are just those issues. Next week, Johnny will need the response from the minister. It's Wednesday today. By Friday, he has to come. We are telling him, we're not asking him. Then the other week, it's cancelled. What I can do, I'll meet Advocate Jojo to say that before we meet Pansal, maybe after the minister, Pansal must just advise us also how to tackle some issues as well. And I thank you, members. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. No.